Shopping from home can also be bad for the environment. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jose Haguin-Veras, professor of civil and environmental engineering at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, explores ways to reduce vehicle emissions during shipping.
Believe it or not, the number of e-commerce deliveries to households is more than double the number of deliveries to businesses. In New York City, more than 1.5 million packages are delivered each day to city residents. In Los Angeles, the number is about 700,000, and in Chicago, 500,000. These are staggering numbers, but there is more. The growth of online sales combined with rapid delivery options have increased traffic congestion in large cities and emissions in the entire country because of the spike of truck travel. Our research shows that there are effective actions that we can take. For example, we designed and implemented an off-hour delivery program in New York City and found out that by making deliveries overnight, truck emissions were reduced by 65%. We are now researching initiatives to reduce the congestion and emissions generated by e-commerce. Recently, we conducted a survey of online shoppers and found that some are open to receiving packages in more sustainable ways, including delivery to lockers, during the night hours, or to workplaces, or simply selecting the slowest delivery option. Using this alternative enables freight carriers to increase efficiency, reduce congestion, emissions, and air pollution. As we continue our research, we hope public and private sector leaders use what we have found to design effective policies. A small adjustment like this will improve the environment, increase economic output, and enhance our quality of life.
That was Jose Haguin-Veras of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.